In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust, and we will do what we must, until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way so wrong.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong, and unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
Describe for me the scene as Axel Lyle and Roger Moore are, Roger Moore are locked inside of the basically belly of Rollybot as its wheels have turned into propellers and are propelling you through the water. I assume Navy SEAL is outside. There's a viewport so you guys can see Navy SEAL as you're following that way. How are you guys doing?
I look pretty cool. I don't know if you're asking me. I'm not on the inside. I don't get to ride in the sub. And frankly, I'm okay with that. Because those things, they freak me out just a little bit for obvious reasons.
Is Lyle not amphibious? Could he not? I mean, does he need to be inside it too?
He chose to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to be because I think I just wanted to be where the center of the action
right.
was. Do you understand that?
Yeah, wherever Roger Moore is, yeah. That's where the action
sure.
is.
You've given chase to Eel Patrick Harris. It's been some time. At this point, you're following the direction. You occasionally see bubbles, swirls in the sand. You haven't lost track of him. You're definitely tracking him. But it's not like you're, like, right on his heels and could grab him. You see in the distance, you see him crest up over, like, the edge of kind of a drop-off and expanse. And as you come over, you see lights in the water. And what you see, you know this Navy as a Sigma station in the Sigma sector of the Bayside. And what you see when you look upon this is an amalgamation of Barker Industry technology and branding along with Royal Seal kind of architecture. Mm. And this is one of many Oceanarium observation and scientific research centers that has been built here in the Bayside with the approval of the Royal Seals in conjunction with Barker Industries.
So I've been here before, probably.
You've been to at least one of these bases before. They're all set up in the same way.
Cool. I gesture back to the sub and make some hand signals to communicate that information.
Can you describe what those hand signals are for me just so we can get this
yeah.
is theater of the mind. I want to
sure,
get
sure, sure. So
picture.
for Sigma, obviously I point at myself. And
right.
if you guys are using lateral thinking, you're like, okay, so this is a Sigma. Station, I kind of do a pantomime of the character Station from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Perfect.
And that works out pretty good.
Didn't Station have a hand sign, actually?
Maybe, actually. And then I point right, and then here is, I point at, sounds like, so I hold my hand up to my ear, sounds like, and then I point at my ear. And then that's all military stuff.
It's a lot of this, honestly, is getting lost in the translation. You know what I mean? It is a beautiful hand language,
yeah.
and that's really how it needs to be experienced. It's kind of like, it's kind of callous that you think it could be so elegantly, you know.
Yeah, there's
put
a lot of flowing
audio.
To it, and like
yeah.
the exact wiggle
like
of the finger,
all,
the precision.
For sure, yeah. for sure.
Well, I believe I have figured it out. He's saying, I am a steer. I don't
okay.
know why he is so confused about his species, but apparently he is.
Maybe he's trying to relate to you, Roger. Now, what you see around this, right, is a big flat area that they've built this on, and you can see for some distance, and you have lost sight of Eel Patrick Harris. But you know that, you know this, Navy. These research centers all have kind of a moon bay underneath
yeah.
it. I think I'm using that right, where you can go in and then it's pressurized inside.
A moon pool.
Moon pool,
moon
thank you.
Pool.
And you can also, there's one more thing.
Thank what? You, Sequest DSV.
Yeah, thank you, Subnautica, I was going to say.
Docked on either side of this research station, you see, one, a Barker Industries transportation sub. And on the other side, you see what you know to be the Royal Seals transportation sub.
I swam up to our sub that my two friends are in, and I sort of put my face up against the glass so they can hear me shout, like, he got away!
Hey, hold on 1 second, man.
And I roll the window down.
No.
I slop inside as the window rolls down and quickly
There's
roll it
up. There's got to be a better way of doing that.
No, I thought through, man. It's the best we got.
I can hold my breath for like a couple hours, but it sucks.
It doesn't feel great.
It sucks, though.
Terrible.
Yeah, so he died. A big bird came and scooped him out of the water.
I can run a mile.
Right.
You know.
So the target got away because a big bird scooped him up and flew away and he died. So we should go home or maybe, ooh, to the diner? Sammy sounds pretty good right about now, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, I could crush a sandwich.
Wait. We've been following Eel all this time.
Well, a bird ate him. So I don't know what you want me to say about that.
You know, we could see out the window. Maybe.
Is that true, Travis?
Yeah, you can see out the viewport.
Okay. What do I see?
We didn't see that.
You see the Segma Sector base, and you did not see a big bird swoop down and take Neil Patrick Harris out of the water.
Well, why did Griffin make that real with his mind?
Wait.
Justin. He's lying.
I did a lie.
Navy, why do you not want to go down there?
Why?
Okay, Navy.
Oh, don't do that. I'm about to answer. You're just interrupting me now.
Navy.
This feels hostile.
Look in my eyes.
Lyle, this feels hostile, right?
The last thing we need is another person talking.
We can...
Don't drag me into this.
I really don't want to deal with my dad. Really don't want to deal... Oh, man, I don't want to deal with my dad right now. Wow.
What do you mean? Who's your dad?
You're kidding, right? He's the leader of the Royal Seals?
No kidding. I never... So why are you in the Royal Seals? I thought you just, like, would get in automatically, right? You're, what do they call that?
A Nepo baby?
No, man, the nice way that frats use it.
Yeah.
Legacy.
A legacy,
there we go, man.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we've discussed this, but after the whole, you know,
still... The recap is for the audience's benefit, man. The kids kind of zone out when you're talking about this stuff,
Turn towards the camera.
Not me!
Okay.
Right, obviously. It's for the kids.
I was a member of the Royal Seal, and then we did a bit of restructuring, adopted this whole color naming scheme, and then I landed in a pot of very hot water with stolen valor, and then we all kind of decided as a group that maybe it would be best if... I went incognito for a while, and then I just kind of never was invited back.
That's so tough to hear again.
Yeah. It's, it's not pleasant, so you can understand my hesitance, but the mission is more important, and we have to find Carver, so, take us up. Who's driving this thing? Oh, that's right. Sorry, Rollybot.
You know, man, you don't need to be embarrassed. You've got a great new team. You've got a cool pad you sleep in. You've had a lot of really fun adventures. I don't feel like you're missing out.
Actually, where do you guys sleep?
Smash cut to the ground.
I have an old...
the time is 3:45.
I have an old chest refrigerator full of salted hose water that I like to bathe in.
And I, you guys like share in an apartment?
We can't ask these questions. We're too far in now to start asking these questions.
We can't flash back to establish like pilot episode stuff at this point, Travis. I'm sorry, but we can never answer this question. At this point, it has to be.
But you do sleep, right?
And now you're asking. That's. From now on, guys, for the rest of the show, anytime anyone asks us anything about our sleeping,
anything about our domestic life at all,
anything about our domestic life is strictly confidential.
It's saved for the prequel. We use it in the prequel.
All right,
it's in the prequel. That was established. Got it. Okay,
you You're 100% right. I'm not embarrassed, just nervous, dealing with my dad. It's always a thing, but let's do it. Let's talk. Let's go.
May I digress? What is... Aren't the Royal
Seals... Sure, hold on, let me see if I can slow down this plot long enough for you to take a branching side path. Whoa! Okay, go ahead.
Aren't the Royal Seals good guys? And isn't Eel Patrick Harris a bad guy?
Did I see Eel Patrick Harris swim into the Sigma Station?
This was the way he came. This was the way he was going. And you don't see him. So, I mean, best guess. Yes?
I don't know if he went in there or not. Maybe someone in there saw where he went. They have radar and all kinds of crazy sensors in each of these stations. So let's just go in, find out where he went, and get on out.
Okay. So we don't have to sneak in. We can just walk in or swim in. Okay.
No, we can dock in.
Because I was going to subterfuge it, you know, like I do.
Yeah, no, not necessary. I do appreciate that you're always trying to, workshop those skills and, work on your craft. But this time, I think we could just pretty much use the front door. Or the bottom door? The bottom.
Lyle, are you all right with this?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Sounds good to me.
Let's keep the action going.
So Rollybot surfaces up through the moon pool and kind of rotates so that it can open its top hatch and you guys can peek out.
What do we see?
Well, what you see here in the main central hub of the Sigma section, or the Sigma sector, Sigma base. Here in the Sigma sector, Sigma base.
Yeah.
You see all around people working, a mixture of SEAL people and Barker Innovations employees. But you also see a very large, muscular SEAL, maybe like 6 inches taller than Navy, in like a very fancy kind of gold uniform, big epaulets on the shoulders, lots of like, badges and bars across his uniform. And he is leading around a group of what appear to be a mixture of military representatives and private sector representatives as he's showing them around the base. But at this point, everything has stopped to turn and face the submarine that has just docked in the middle of the base.
Guys, I should mention that Ross feels like there's a lot of sort of territorial stuff, and we haven't exactly fully grown beyond that, so what happens next is going to seem a little bit weird, but trust me, it is necessary.
I swell up my chest really loud, like as big as I can get it. Just get as big as I can. And just go... I get right up in my dad's face.
And he bumps back up against you with his big chest.
Can I try and out chest bump my own dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You mean in real life?
I need to leave these headphones off. I sometimes wonder why my hearing loss is so pronounced. I realize 12 to 13 years of these absolute nincompoops. These, like, pardon me, but dorks yelling right in my ear holes.
I'm assuming this is just animal skill 2D8.
This is a bulky boy. You're a bulky boy, man.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'll take bulky boy.
We're each going to roll 3D8 and see how this goes.
All right, cool. I got one success, which isn't awesome.
That's way less than 3.
Oh, man. I really wanted to knock my dad down, but it seems like the opposite has happened.
No, he got a cowabunga. He got 2 5s, 2 successes. You go bouncing backwards and skid on your butt.
Okay.
Oh.
Well. Put her there, dark blue seal, just as I was expecting.
And he holds his hand down to help you up.
I don't take it, and I help myself up. Did you see how I helped myself up just then?
Yes, of course. I'm so proud. Excuse me, would you all, honored guests, would you excuse me for just a moment while I talk to my son, Dark Blue Seal? Excuse me, what are you doing here?
We're on a mission. This is my new team. Small team, you'll notice, of highly trained, specialized operatives. And we are on the hunt because our boss got kidnapped.
Sorry, is the rest of your team, are the seals like in the submarine behind the cow man and the frilly, I don't know what. What is that?
No, seal, where is T? Sorry, I shouldn't have talked. Sorry, go ahead.
No, the barking time was, the barking was like sort of the icebreaker. Now anyone can really chime in when they need to.
I never learned seal, though. I'm probably making an absolute patoot of myself.
Well, you can say your majesty or...
I understand you. You speak my language so perfectly, and I want to return the favor.
Roger is going to use counterfeit and speak the seal language.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be... Wow. You don't realize the hornet's nest you just stepped into.
Well, let's just see.
Yeah, I'm actually going to... Give me 1 second to just throw my headphones across the room.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Okay great. 3D,
Dan.
Six and a five.
Oh, you lucky dog. Two successes. Well said.
That's 1 minute. That's a little offensive, man.
Big fan of kind of irreverent, humor, like South Park.
Listen, we're just we're looking for an eel. He got past us. He swam this way. Did you all pick him up in your sensors?
You lost your prey?
Yeah, he had a bit of a head start. Caught us by the surprise. Not much you could do in a situation like that. So, yes, lost our prey.
You could have caught him, son.
So he's an extremely strong swimmer, sir. I know I'm out of line, but you should have seen this guy slipping and sliding.
Slippery.
Which of the Bayside baddies was it? Was it Murray Eel?
No, the other one.
Eel Patrick Harris?
Yes, that one. Did you get him in the radar? Yes or no? It's quick.
Well, we can check with the radar analyst.
We're running out of time. Let's go. We could be losing him.
I mean,
Okay.
Did anyone come up the moon pool before us?
Well, I mean, me and my guest just entered the room. I'm honestly not sure.
Okay.
Why don't you check while I don't know, explain away all of this to my guests, who I'm trying to get to invest in all of this. Why don't you go speak with our radar and sonar expert over there at the desk?
Yeah. What are you trying to get them invested in?
Oh, we're trying to build these bases all up and down the coast, not just here in River City. But we're trying to show them the usefulness of technology and SEAL architecture, SEAL leadership.
But we would turn back to animals if we left the city.
Well, yes, we wouldn't be there. We would remote in. But the money still spins, you know what I mean, son?
No, I don't, because it seems like you're wasting a lot of money on office infrastructure and architecture when all you're going to do is remote.
This small-minded. This is the problem.
Okay. Okay. Here we go again. Here we go again. Another idea, another battle, another idea has to become a bear.
No, not out of this. You can't do that, Roger.
I'm going to lay on the ground.
I like how this one supplicates himself before me.
All right.
Perhaps we should go talk to the technology.
Yeah, fine. Let's go.
That's a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
Which that is.
Over in the there, River City. We are in the River City.
This is true.
You head over, you see a half beluga whale, half man sitting.
That's got to be rough. That's which half and which half, yeah, man. I got
it. It scales. It's fine. It scales. It all works.
I just imagine a whale head with two impotent human legs dangling off of the abdomen.
No, it's all scaled down. It all works.
I thought it was left half and right half.
No, Dad. It's every other 3 inches.
Yes.
He's wildly uncomfortable.
It's like an optical illusion.
He's corrugated. He's a corrugated whale, man.
He is sitting pretty bored at a desk. You see, like, the sonar screen in front of him.
Man, if I was half beluga, half man, I'd never get bored. I can walk between worlds, yeah, baby. I live on land. I live in the water. I'm the king of both, man. I'd never be bored.
Your character is half man, half axolotl.
And I'm never bored.
Yeah. Fair.
Excuse me. Do they have a name tag or something?
Well, you know him. This is Jim Belushi.
Can I not know him? Can I forget him?
You're locked into knowing him.
Just Jim Belushi?
Belushi.
Not just Jim Belushi.
Hold on 1 second.
Hmm.
Now. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, he's the boss. it's reality. Oh. You know, it's not Travis.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what his name is.
The conduit.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay.
So according to Jim, we're going to get the...
Yeah,
okay,
I'm gonna...
yeah. All right,
gotcha. Excuse me, Officer James.
Oh, man, just call me Belushi.
All right, Belushi.
Just call me Jim, if you're going to be like that, man.
Oh, sorry. Hey, it's me. It's, you know, I don't...
I've never thought of what Navy SEAL's name was before.
Dark
Navy
Blue.
Well, hold on. What, my dad was calling me Dark Blue SEAL, I imagine, as a way of saving face in front of all of these investors. I don't think Dark Blue... Was Dark Blue SEAL my original handle? Okay. I did not think so.
Hey, it's me, Navy. Did you pick anything up in your sensors, your radar, your sonar,
Navy?
Whatever? Yeah.
I thought you got kicked out, man.
It was sort of a mutual agreement of sort of a dive in deep. It's called Project Dive, and that sounded cool, so I was like diving below the surface of recognition as a member of the team, and it was a sort of joint. Anyway, you look at radar all day, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm looking, yeah.
Did you see any eels come across the radar? I don't know how fine-tuned it is.
They're not like eel-shaped blips or whatever.
No,
but there was a blip headed this way and then another blip headed this way behind them. And...
Yeah, so that was us in the front blip. Where did it go? Did it get past you?
It looked like it went... The blip was like going underneath, man, and then it just stopped. So I didn't worry about it.
I turned back to the... Oh, thank you, officer. I turn back to the other two.
I think Neil Patrick Harris might be aboard Sigma Station Sigma Base.
Do you have some sort of scanner aboard where you could check the life forms?
Cool. What about your...
Unidentified, you know.
Yeah. Jim, we need you again. Do you have any kind of inside sonar that can, like...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I could do that for you. What's in it for me? You know what I mean? It's a little above what they pay me for. It's not, like... That's 110%, man. I don't give 110%. I try to give more like 70%. So then on days when I give 80%, everybody's really impressed.
I respect that, actually. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
I don't, but I could really use your help. Do you want money? What do you want to be a good person? Let's all put our heads together and think about what this person needs to be a good person.
We're losing him like as we speak. We're wasting time.
Do you like Cheetos?
I do actually love Cheetos, and I can't get them down here in this space.
Dad, that was going to be the next thing out of my mouth.
Reaches inside his tuxedo, Roger does, dangles a bag of Cheetos in front of him.
They're the cheesiest.
Oh, okay, man. Deal. Deal, bud.
Here you go.
But you guys are going to want to cover your ears.
Again?
And big, like, sound waves.
Is he making it? Is he doing it? Oh, that's
he's echolocating to see.
Fantastic.
Yeah, man. I'm getting something weird over in that supply closet over there.
Wait, for real? You're that good at it?
I'm the best.
Why aren't you out in the field? That was insane.
Do you remember me saying the whole thing about giving 70%?
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I throw open the supply closet.
And you see, cowering in the closet is Eel Patrick Harris.
Heck yeah, kill him. I was just kidding, kids. Your hero, Axelot, would never kill somebody.
Don't kill anybody, kids.
Don't kill anybody.
And now
kids.
You know.
But yeah, I kill him. No, I don't. Good.
Well, he's dead.
I just did a spit take.
I don't.
On my own. Justin, he's dead.
Kids,
you spoke it.
You said it, man.
Okay, I get a Ouija board. Dude, I make a Ouija board then.
He's not dead.
They call Ouija board because one of the first things it spelled was O U-I-J-A, which is cool, unless the first word it ever spelled had been McDonald's.
I prefer calling them Luigi boards, but that's me.
I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about tempo.
And with us as a special guest, J.K. Simmons.
That's not
my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo.
Okay,
now
J.K.,
make him say Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you.
He's
doing
on the
voice.
Headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean? Can you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do like a normal ad?
Okay. So yeah, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have like 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about five spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, he is.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always like try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready like really, really fast.
They and even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah,
I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to tempomeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be like the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a captcha. And like, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/adventure. That's tempomeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. tempomeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah,
the elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No. It's comfortable like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No, it's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle, in the mid space. It's the perfect balance. The in the shadow lands. And it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like me,
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Lisa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Lisa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks.
Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Max Fun Meetup Day is on Thursday, April 23rd. Max Funsters from all over are getting together to hang out and celebrate their favorite podcasts. Want to go and meet some friends who like similar stuff and care about the same things as you? Head to MaximumFun.org/meetup to see where and when your local meetup is. Don't see one nearby? Host your own and make some new pals. All you need to do is pick a place that can hold a small group. A bar, cafe, park, library, wherever. Then fill out the form at MaximumFun.org/meetup. We'll add you to the page and help get the word out. So go to MaximumFun.org/meetup and maybe we'll see you on April 23rd.
Hello, this is Alden Ford.
And Mujan Zulfikari.
Two of the creators of Mission to Zix, your favorite improvised, obsessively sound-designed sci-fi sitcom here on the Max Fun Network. And the news is...
We're back! With an all-new miniseries set in the Zix universe, the Young Old Derf Chronicles.
Yeah.
Will Derf find his own killer before it's too late?
Ooh.
To find out how that question could possibly make sense, well, sure. You just have to tune in.
Yeah, and as always, it's ambitious and labor-intensive to a frankly absurd degree.
Indeed.
So if you are looking for a little break from your own galaxy, we would love for you to check it out.
That's the Young Old Derf Chronicles. Search Mission to Zix, Z-Y-X-X, in your podcast app.
Or on MaximumFun.org.
Keep it fresh.
You guys have captured Eel Patrick Harris, and you have him bound in one of the kind of spare laboratories here, ready for questioning, if that's what you wish to do, or however you wish to take it. But also, in this laboratory, you see that there were some kind of like temporary experiments going on. Somebody was down here working in the meantime, and in walks Dr. Snarf.
Oh! I didn't realize you guys were using this room.
Yeah, we pre-ordered this one. Not pre-ordered.
Oh, you're gonna torture that man?
Yeah, we reserved it for 115. You can see it says right there. It says this is, and it's not torture. It's just like what it says.
Oh,
we
crud.
Wrote.
Look at that.
We wrote whatever guys, it takes.
I'm so sorry, guys. I did it mountain time.
Oh,
that's my fault.
Oh.
I used the wrong time zone.
Oh, okay.
Well, we could both use the room. It's bloody big. If you want to torture that man while I, you know, work on stuff and do some of my underwater experiments.
We're not going to torture him. Stop saying that. He's going to pee his darn pants.
Okay, if you want to do some enhanced interrogation techniques.
Stop.
Everyone knows what that
why?
Means.
Why?
Everyone knows that euphemism.
Orchete.
We're just going to
chat. That doesn't.
Not even big Latin could master it, did.
Looking at Eel Patrick Harris, how is he responding to this mad doctor who has just wandered into the room and suggested, like, explicitly torture so many times?
Why don't you give me...
Because this could make our job easier for us.
Like a checking him out, reading him kind of role?
Cowbunga. 7-7.
There you go. You can tell, like, he has no idea who this weird ginger cat man is that just came in.
Yeah.
But every single mention of torture, he is getting kind of more and more antsy and nervous. And I don't know if he'll sweat, but he's sweating. It might just be from the water, but there's more and more water dripping off of him.
Okay, I lean in close to Eel Patrick Harris. Hey, sorry about this. I usually don't resort to torture just because it's like an ethical crime against humanity. But this guy over here is just wild about it. And he is honestly probably not going to let us out of here without us doing a little bit.
Are you talking
that
about
nasty
me?
Stuff. No, no.
Oh yeah, who is he indicating when he says that?
The red cat man, Snarf.
Okay,
yeah.
Snarf.
It would actually be a huge favor to me if you would just kind of tell us who you're working with and where we should go to get Carver back, and then none of us will have to have this on our conscience.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to get in here and say at the risk of sort of being redundant to what he was just saying. This guy over here is an absolute disgusting psychopath.
Why are you guys pointing at me?
I love you and would marry you right now, but that guy over there has got murder.
You're
in his eyes and poison.
Me?
Did you just say you love Neil Patrick Harris?
You love me?
I'm just trying to draw how wide the gulf is between me and that guy's perversity over there. He is an absolute nightmare of a person.
Yeah, no, nothing. And over on the other side of the room, Rogers says, are these jumper cables? Wow.
Okay. Huh. So, please, Neil.
And I will say this actually to you for true. That guy over there is an absolute loose cannon, and I don't know what he's capable of
he's
at any
moment. He's a loose
cannon.
Well, they would just
I'm confused
right
by it. What does that mean?
Yeah. We're just having fun.
He's a moose?
Calvin.
You say he's a moose?
You can't just throw an M in there, Griffin, so callously with no meaning or purpose.
I thought he was a bull.
Listen,
I
we're just trying.
I don't understand.
We're just trying to have a little fun before the vibe in here changes so bad. So,
clip, clip.
Come on.
Clip.
What do you know?
Oh gosh, he's clipping his nails, man. That's how you know he's.
That's disgusting.
I know. He doesn't even have.
Everybody.
He should have hooves, but he has 10 perfect toenails. Please.
Oh my God! It's against the laws of God and man.
It is.
Look at his incredible hand model hands,
so
man.
Where are we going to save Carver? And who you working for or with? Please talk now, because we're going to get the info from you one way or the other, and I would way rather do it this way.
Okay, Griffin, go ahead and give me a would be 2d8, but you get an extra dice for all of the very good setup here. So give me a 3d8 roll to get him to give you this information.
It's a mixed success. Can I... After I fail a diplomatic role, this isn't really a failure, but it kind of is, a Navy SEAL can bat his enormous eyes to attempt to sway the target, allowing him to repeat the role with my baby doll eyes Mondo move. Unsurprisingly, we don't work much in the field of diplomacy, so
but here
this
we go.
Has never happened before. Let's try
yeah,
again.
Give me, let's bump that up to a 48 roll with that Mondo move, and let's
okay.
see how it goes.
Okay. That's the sound of me batting my eyes.
Oh, gross.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. 4, 4, 1, 8, which is the highest number you can get on a partial success. I guess this guy's getting tortured. I don't want it.
No,
but
please.
The
nobody wants it.
What? What?
No torture, please. No torture, but I will tell you if you let me go.
Yep, just do the telling
truth. No torture. Just to be clear, let me go with the absence of torture.
I mean, you're going to have to...
Will you tell your friends that we tortured you?
Is that what you want?
Yes.
No, wait. You don't get to know what we want. What I want is the truth.
Yeah, I'll probably tell him you tortured me so that it doesn't seem like I just gave up the information so I could leave.
That makes cool. sense. Yeah, absolutely. It's an honest answer.
Hold on.
I trust this character.
Yeah, this is awesome. Hold on. I take a step back and I pull out my phone and start recording. I'm like, for the real, I was thinking like, we can show, like, they're not just action fighting guys. Like, they can do, you know, interpersonal stuff, too. Like, that's huge for...
You know, he said jumper cables. I'm an electric eel if you want to, like, clip, fake the shot.
Clip.
No, I don't really want there to be video evidence, doctored or not, of us committing...
I mean, you could do, like, waterboarding. I'm an eel.
No, I... Okay. You're actually way too into this now.
You
so
guys
want to
spit on me?
I'm going to put my phone away now. It's going in the pocket. The phone's in the pocket.
The phone is locked in the pocket.
I just want to release this guy without giving us the information because his presence is not my vibe right now.
Roger walks over, holds the clips open, gets right in his face, and says, "Go ahead, I'm listening."
Okay, I'm filming that. That's cool.
Okay, so we were hired. Some lady called Grabigail called, we're working on loan, kind of, you know, this isn't a Bayside baddie mission. We were working for some new big bad guy called the Walrus.
I'm sorry, Travis sounds exactly like Dad right now, and it's freaking me out.
That sounds like Dad?
You doing that voice?
Sounds like
Griffin,
Dad doing that voice, yeah, for
it
sure.
It sounds like Dad doing that voice, dude. I keep thinking it's Dad. It's crazy.
What was the voice? Yoda?
I listen to you guys for a living.
No, this is Travis, your brother.
Right?
It does kind of sound like Dad doing Travis
right,
doing
okay,
it.
Strong no more.
You may
sorry,
be.
Kids.
Yes.
That's Yoda.
That sounds like Salacious Crumb doing a Yoda impression.
It's great.
Is this guy going to tell us where to go or not?
Yeah, so it was... I don't think he's ocean-based because they had us
take him somewhere in town. But it was some guy called the Walrus orchestrated all of it.
Do I know the Walrus? Does that name ring a bell to me? I don't know if... I'm just assuming that because we are somewhat... I don't know how associated our various phylums are, but... You know.
You?
He's a big tusk seal, basically.
So you know what a walrus is.
Thank you so much, Travis. I'm so glad
me
you
too.
Clarified that.
But some kind of criminal kingpin named the Walrus. This is kind of
this
the first
new?
You're hearing of this.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. What exactly were you supposed to do here for Krebigail?
Oh, I ran. I wasn't sent here. They kidnapped some of the other Bayside baddies. Carver took him into the city somewhere. We were supposed to stay behind and, like, you know, hurt anybody who came to, like, that he had called. And then you guys showed up and you... did you kill Hammerhead and Squidmark?
It's really tough to say. I do have to point out, if your objective was to slow us down, you've just done... I have to congratulate you, professional to professional and amazing.
Spectacular. Just, I mean, like, we are
of,
so...
In terms, we are just to an amazing degree drawn away from the main focus of our priority. I mean, you... hats off to you, because I'm extremely distracted.
Just lost in the
sauce
so completely.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Credit where credit's due. I am absolutely lost.
Okay. Well, you can go. Wait, why were you, when you were running away, why did you hide in the base of a team of superheroes?
I honestly panicked. Like, I wasn't thinking, superhero. I was thinking, like, they're after me, and they killed Squidmark, and...
Could have happened to anybody.
I'm going to hand him Hair Dryer's business card and be like, listen, we've saved a lot of souls on our voyage so far, and I feel like you have potential to not be a bad guy anymore. Get in touch with this guy. He's in jail, and you will be too. Soon.
Yeah.
But then you
But you said you let me go!
Yeah, no. Like, the no torture thing, but you do have to, go to
oh, you're letting me go to go report to jail?
Yeah, so yes. Honor system.
Oh, man.
All right, get out of here, you stinker.
Okay, bye.
Bye, call us from jail.
Okay, wait. How long do I need to tell him to put me in jail?
10 years.
Just whatever feels right.
10 years.
10 years?
How long do eels live and then divide by 10?
I was thinking like 2 weeks.
That's crazy. No way.
You fought us. That's 10 years. 10 years for fighting.
Oh, man.
You're going to miss some. Hey, listen, you're going to miss some Christmases.
Okay.
Well, there is an alternative. We could.
You swing on us. You're going down.
We could electronically monitor him.
What does that mean?
I thought you were going to say electrocute.
Electronically monitored.
No, I know that, but there's logistically.
I'd rather go to jail.
Yeah, go for it, man. Have fun.
Live under the weight of that kind of observation.
Yep.
Okay.
Does he leave?
Yeah, he goes to report to jail for 10 years.
Cool.
It sounded like he was about to join the Teen Girl Squad, so I'm glad he made it out when he did.
So,
now, hey, very good job torturing Eel Patrick Harris.
It was more of an inconveniencing, I would say. So let's not stop throwing the T word around.
I was about to insist that we only tortured his mind, but then I realized that's still one of the big ones.
Qualifies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, so, now listen, boys, before you go, as long as you're here, and I've got all this scientific equipment, any upgrades you guys need? Is there anything I can fix for you or set up or... I've got a whole VR system down here if you want to do any, I don't know, training or anything like that.
Yes.
This will be a chance for you guys to turn in some of your practice space for first point.
Yeah, I guess we don't really have a direct lead we should be following right now. I think my concern was like, but they're getting away. But it's like, we don't know who they are or where they went. So.
Right. That was our lead, and it is a dead end.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the end of our lead. But luckily... we have an opportunity to build, to grow, and maybe not make the same mistakes next time.
Justin, and I'm going to bump up for you. I'm going to, because right now you only have 3 practice makes perfect points listed.
Yeah. And one of those I just added just now, just because it felt like I had failed more than that.
Yeah, I'm gonna bump you up 3 more in there.
Wow, yeah. Thanks, Trav. Thanks for the FP, dude. Failure points.
You're welcome.
That's what I call them.
All right, so what would you guys like to upgrade? What would you like to work on?
I have something.
Okay.
I would like to... I don't know how to put it. I think we've established the team needs a hacker.
Yeah.
And I think that Roger would be the best one to do that. But like I don't know whether to make it an ab skill, an animal skill.
That would be an ab skill. I mean, this is, I think, I'll put it
animals
this way.
Animals, as a rule, not great at computer stuff.
Yeah.
Hacking is our highest calling as people. It is our ability to say, we created these computers, and actually we can change what color the letters are and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
which is what you do with hacking.
I would like to create an ab move, right? You said?
Yes. Ab skill or move?
I think it would be an ab skill. And okay, what an I ab think. Skill. Let me pitch this because I think this is what would make the most sense for your character build is some kind of like watch or device or something that you can connect to stuff.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To attempt to hack.
I am going to call it the Halicar Hack. Accessible hoof watch.
Mm-hmm.
What does that name mean?
Halicar is a breed of cattle, an Indian breed of cattle.
Amazing. Okay.
Let me see your watch there real quick. I can set this up for you. Give me just a moment.
Actually, I'm going to make it a pocket watch.
Okay.
Hoof thing. It would slide off my hoof.
Oh, and a pocket watch? Sure. Pocket watch. Very classy. Very steampunk. Yes. M'lady. He tips his fedora.
Whoa.
I take my eyepiece out. Thank you, Sirrah.
Is that Sir Willem Dafoe?
Yeah. He sits down. He tinkers with it. You see him kind of swap in. He takes out some of the gears and swaps in some like motherboards and microchips. You know, the stuff that one would put into a hacking pocket watch. Ah, here you go. Just on the top here, this knob that you would normally take to, you know, wind it. It's self-winding. You're welcome. You're just going to pull that out, and it's a micro USB. You can plug it into anything these days. Snarf.
Wow. Did you just say your own name?
Yeah.
Don't you have to disappear?
No, I'm not Mr. Mixus Bidlick. It's just I like to sign my work. This is my kind of calling card. I say my name when I hand someone a new piece of technology just to let them know what's up. Don't forget, Snarf made this.
Okay. That's kind of cool,
and then
actually.
What will be like the function that enables hacking? I'm trying to describe this.
It will allow you to connect to the interface. So it has to be something that is controlled by computers and will allow you to connect to the computer interface. And then the role will be how well you're able to navigate that interface. So it will connect. How well can you control the interface?
Okay. And 3D8?
Yeah. I mean, it's an AM skill, and that's currently where you're at.
Cool.
Juice?
I am going to use my 6 practice points to upgrade my extreme hiding. I'd like to continue to grow as someone who hides from danger, and I want to really expand in that area, so I would like my extreme hiding to be even better. Now, how did I do it, you ask? Because I know you game masters just go wild for narrative justification. What Axelial realized was how to whisper. He had never done that before. And
I'd never heard it, yeah.
Yeah, so he like learned how to do it, and now he's better at hiding because he can whisper now.
Did he learn how to whisper? Like, I occasionally see my daughter Bibi trying to learn to whistle, and she'll do it, and like when it accidentally happens, it surprises the heck out of her, and then she can't remember what she was doing to get that. Was it just spontaneously, like one day, like recent, when Snarf was like, "What do you want to work on?" and he whispered.
He had a cold, actually, is what happened. He's like, "Do you hear what I sound like?" It's like, "I think I finally get it. I've been trying to nail this for years." But now he can whisper.
It's beautiful, Justin.
Yeah, man.
What about you, Navy? You got quite a few practice points.
I do. I want to...
You got 10 practice points, dude.
I know. I failed a lot in this last
Good job
mission,
failing
if
so good.
Memory will serve. What do I want to do? I want to make a big purchase here, I think. But I don't know which one. I want to leave this room. And since we are here, and there's a good chance more of my family is aboard, I would like to look for the old engineer. I mean, not old, probably still current engineer for the Royal Seals. My sister, Teal Seal.
Mm-hmm.
To see if she can crack this splash pack design that I've had in mind that Snarf seems to just not be up to snuff for.
Up to Snarf.
Up to Snarf. Thank you so much, Justin. I am apologize as an entertainer,
sorry.
As a comic.
I didn't even... Griffin, that was a legally mandated one.
No,
so
and
sorry.
I understand that. Can I do that, Travis?
Yeah, sure. Go find your sister.
Okay, I go find her.
Echolocate.
I don't have that. I don't do that. But she probably has a room.
Yeah.
Like an office here. So I'll go to that.
Oh, hey, Navy.
Hey, Teal. How's it going?
You're not back on the team, are you?
Do you think Dad would let me back on the team?
You know, maybe... No, I
it was
no.
A fully, fully rhetorical question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Is it going good, though? Like, are you good? Are you still all right?
Oh, better than ever.
Really?
Yeah, Fuchsia really stepped up, and, you know, I wasn't sure that they were going to work out, but the team is, it's a well-oiled machine. Yeah, crime's way down in the ocean, ocean-based crime. Things are going really well.
That's great. I'm glad.
And you? How are you doing? How's things topside?
You know, it's exciting, part of something new, I'm trying to get it off the ground. I'm working with a couple of really great guys. And,
oh, you found some seals up there to work with.
No, Teal, honestly, I sort of thought that you, of all people, would sort of have a bit of more of an open mind. It's a sort of interspecies kind of super team that we've tossed together.
Very yeah. Avant-garde.
I don't think so, Teal. I feel like a lot of people are doing that these days, but...
I mean, not really.
Maybe not a lot of raw seals. We are isolationist in nature, but I gotta tell you, it's better when you kind of get your head out there. You breathe in some of that fresh air. Get mixed up in the city. It's pretty cool, actually.
I'll come visit.
Yeah, that would be great. Our base is.
You got a place where I can crash?
Yeah,
where I can sleep.
It's a sunken corner booth in a dilapidated diner.
That's where you sleep?
Oh, where I sleep.
Navy!
Hold on one second.
Navy! Navy! Listen!
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can, but you're being so quiet.
It's amazing, right? Yeah. Listen, don't forget. Don't forget our most closely guarded secret.
Oh my god. No, we don't sleep. And I won't tell you where.
Oh, okay.
I give Lyle a thumbs up.
Sorry, this...
What?
It's a... You don't know this one? You guys don't know this one?
I don't get it. Sorry, man.
Anyway, yeah, that's one of my guys. Hey, I got some work done from Snarf. You know Snarf?
Yeah.
I was like, can you make my splash pack have, like, 48 cannons? Or I forget how many numbers I put the number I told. But I thought, like, you know, you helped come up with the... whole splash pack design. I was thinking maybe, and I set it down and I say, you can see we added some extra stuff here. And then I roll out my like crude drawing of it just bristling with cannons. Like, I want to get it closer to something like this. You think that's doable? And maybe we can not tell Dad you spent team resources on this?
Yeah, I think we can make that happen.
Cool. Well, while you work on that, I'm going to do a million sit-ups.
So I'm going to get toughen up in addition to improving my signature item for a total.
Okay, cool.
Which will give me one extra HP. I like that as the party tank. Let me count out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now I have 9. And yeah, I would like to get my final upgrade and improve signature item, please.
You got it, babe.
Put it in the jar.
You're right. Sorry. So, I had to do some adjustments here in the design because, you know, linear space. So it's a linear space issue of how many could fit at the size you've drawn.
Dang, I really thought we'd, like, fixed, but, we'd figured that out.
But what, linear space? Like, out of fold space, like in Dune?
Yeah, I thought we'd figured that out already. Gosh, no, I'm not a science guy, but I thought for sure, like, it doesn't seem that hard.
But what I did is by shrinking the kind of size of the jets, I could fit more on and heighten the pressure.
Awesome. Oh, this is perfect. Yes. Yes, Teal. Yes. Sorry. Yeah, it's really good. I really appreciate it.
I'm so glad. Hey, listen, take care of yourself up there.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe find a place to sleep. Get some sleep.
That's none of your business. But yeah, okay. For sure. I appreciate the concern.
And don't tell Dad I helped you.
I won't. But will you actually, I've thought, can you tell Dad something for me? And it's like not a big deal if you're not comfortable doing it. But if you could tell him to huff both of my butt cheeks.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
I didn't
nice.
Think that
you, hey, Navy, nice! Smile.
I thought it would be cool. Okay, don't worry about the butt cheeks thing. Thank you for the splash pack. Take care of yourself. And, did I upset you in some way?
I had something in my throat.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.